Welcome to episode 2 of my great experiment, Mornings with a Stranger. Thank you for coming back, or thank you for joining if this is the first episode you are listening to. So I'm just going to dive in. The inspiration for my little chat today, I was listening to a podcast, an interview with Patton Oswalt. And if you know anything about Patton Oswalt, he's a comedian, actor. His wife, first wife, died in April of 2016. And his process of grieving was to write about it, handle it in, with humor on stage, kind of openly. He was very open about it, which I think is really cool. It was great to hear him talk so completely about his struggles and his mourning process, which I think is kind of sometimes good for people to hear. And it's nice to have a male doing that in such fullness and adding humor, but a lot of emotional, respectful content to what he was saying. And then in this interview that I was listening to, he talked about being or getting remarried in, I think it was October, November of 2017. So my first kind of reaction to that was, ooh, wow, that's fast. You know, kind of sounds reboundy and on the face of it. But listening to his a couple interviews that he had done, talking about meeting her and their relationship growing, it, you know, it, obviously time will tell, but just the whole concept that they had their relationship, I think they started talking to each other in like January, February, something like that. And they had, I think he said they didn't even talk to each other on the phone. So there was emailing and messaging that was going on up until like somewhere in the middle of May or something like that. So it sounded like there was a lot of depth and content to their relationship. So really, yay. I mean, my goodness, here's this guy who had this really great first marriage. And then all of a sudden this, what looks like to be a really great second relationship, which is really exciting. How many people are looking for one of those? And he's managed to find two, which is fantastic. So the point of all of this discussion is the weirdness that this discussion is even happening. Like, here's this guy trying to have this life. And there apparently was a lot of criticism, which inspired this discussion, a lot of criticism towards him about the whole getting married so quickly. And so the weirdness that I have is the fact that we, so many humans who don't know him, whatever, are having opinions about these things. Like, we have opinions about so many things now that we have no knowledge of in reality. And I think back, you know, 100 years ago, how would this have gone for him? And you think of perhaps if somebody's living in a small town, maybe people know the people well enough to be supportive, or maybe they, oh, you can't get married that soon, it's just not couth. And maybe you end up moving out of that town because people are disrespectful and rude, or maybe you live in a big enough place where you can just do what you want to do. But just thinking back, you know, 100 years ago or less, even, to maybe living in a small town or village or whatever, or a city, and just how many like opinions he has coming at him now from not only the people in his circle, but my gosh, media, people who, like myself, who don't in a sense know him from Adam, or I kind of know him from Adam, but he doesn't know me from Adam. It's this weirdness of television and interviews and all of that stuff. And he is somebody who sort of comes into our home. And so we do have a sense of who he is. And so I suppose that sparks the concept of being able to have an opinion about all of this stuff. But and it just sparked me interesting of today versus the past and all of the venues and all of the opinions and attitudes people have coming at them and making opinions and making statements about his relationship. And, you know, I have my opinions about a lot of different things, so I'm just as guilty as the next person. But it's sounding like that there's certainly some, I don't know if it's rare, but certainly a lot of people who are looking at the on the face of it and saying, oh my gosh, you know, it's ridiculous. You're getting married way too soon. And I would agree it's a little fast, but, you know, situationally, if it works out for you, and how cool is it for her to, or for him to find somebody mature enough to walk into a relationship knowing that he's still fully grieving and that he's got a daughter who is, you know, missing her mom, and just being able to know that, it's not something he's been hiding from the world. But so she's going in, I assume, pretty open-eyed. But anyway, so like I said, just the weirdness of all the opinions and all of the judgments that come towards people. Any one of us, when you think of Facebook and all of that kind of stuff, that many of us live more open lives than we maybe want to, or, you know, certainly you have some control over how open your life is. But if you look on Facebook, I know there's a few people who they really never post. So what's posted is when everybody shares their pictures or information or whereabouts on Facebook. So that's kind of, you're kind of opening yourself up to such a thing when you get on Facebook and allow your name to be tagged onto things. And so, duh, we have that. And I realize that's a straying from my topic, but just the kind of connection that I'm trying to make here is just the point that we all kind of have that weirdness of people knowing so much more about us in casual relationships from what we see on especially Facebook and other things as well. So there you have it, my thought for the day. Not entirely unique or amazing, but that's not the goal. So so thanks for listening and contemplating the changes of our universe. Thanks so much for joining me. Have a wonderful day.